Well, for the first time, the U.S. government has formally admitted, that is, to killing the American Muslim cleric Anwar al-Awlaki and three other U.S. citizens. Washington's responsibility for Awlaki's death had earlier been widely reported, but the White House had until now refused to either deny or claim it. According to the U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder, the four Americans have been killed since 2009. Holder named the four citizens in a letter to members of Congress one day before President Barack Obama is scheduled to deliver an address on the use of drones. The four were killed in drone strikes in Yemen and Pakistan. Holder said American citizens deemed to be terrorists with an imminent threat and whose capture is not feasible may be targeted. The U.S. launches drone strikes in several countries, including Pakistan and Yemen, on an almost daily basis. Locals in the targeted areas say that it's mostly civilians that bear the brunt. Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Alfred Lambermont Weber, who is a human rights and war crimes lawyer, who's joining us live now from Vancouver. So thanks a lot for joining us. Now, how do you react as a lawyer to this admission? Does this make a case of accountability, at least, against the U.S. government vis-a-vis these killings easier?
Well, you know, I've spent the little while going over very carefully the four or five page letter of the Attorney General, and I've done it with a legal fine-tooth comb. And what is surprising or not so surprising is that the only legal authority mentioned in the entire letter is a 1952 Supreme Court case called Youngstown Sheet and Tube versus Sawyer, 3343 U.S. 579. 1952, which is referred to as a Steele seizure case. And that case stands entirely for the opposite principle, and that is that the President of the United States, in its war powers, can only do what the Constitution and the Congress expressly authorizes. And there is no declaration of war against Yemen. And this has been an act of war against Yemen, and that case that the Attorney General cites, really, they should go back to law school, has to do with President Harry Truman seizing the steel mills because there was a dispute between the owners and the unions, and Harry Truman seized the steel mills under the war powers because he had just gone to war against North Korea without a congressional authorization. And the Supreme Court voided and prohibited Harry Truman and set aside his seizing of the steel mills so that if you take the Youngstown Steel and Tube case, as the Attorney General is arguing, and apply it here, there has been no congressional authorization of a war in Yemen. The drone attacks against Yemen are illegal under the laws of war, and therefore the attack against which killed the four U.S. citizens are murder. And let me read exactly from the three conditions in the letter so that your viewers begin to understand the Alice in Wonderland that the Obama administration is, I mean, this is trying to make people think that they are above the law. This is what the letter says. Such considerations allow for the use of lethal force in a foreign country. So that means in the entire world. In effect, the U.S. president has declared war against the entire world, against a U.S. citizen who is a senior operational leader of Al-Qaeda or its associated forces. Excuse me, I have read much research that Al-Qaeda is actually run by the CIA. It is actually a disinformation force of the CIA to keep the war on terror going. And it was actively engaged in planning to kill Americans in the following circumstances. Number one, the U.S. government has determined after a thorough and careful review.
All right, Mr. Weber, I do sincerely apologize for having to interrupt you, but it seems that we have unfortunately run out of time, but no doubt we will have you back on later on, I'm sure, to discuss this in further detail. That was Mr. Alfred Lamarot Weber speaking to us live from Vancouver.